Boxing Day, normally home to my mum and dad's, but last Christmas we've moved 200 miles north, so that's not an option. Favourite Christmas movie is Santa Claus the movie, starring Dudley Moore. Hang on. And after that, it's got to be The Muppet Christmas Carol. Back over to you, Jake. Jack.
M9, okay, yeah, nice. Well, that sounds very good. I mean, it's always nice to watch something over Christmas. And yeah, sorry to hear you're not feeling amazing. I've actually had a bit of a cold and a bit of a cough and all of that over Christmas. I think there's definitely something going around, but yeah, sorry to hear you're not feeling amazing. I'll pass back to Matt, Golf 7 Hotel Mike Victor, and with a pause for anyone else that will come in. Thank you. Tom, 20 EUM, M9JAK, round 2, G7HMV, in the net.
Golf of Risky Tango Zulu.
Victor Echo 7, yes, uniform. Victor Echo 7, uniform. Randy from British Columbia, Canada.
G0WTZ, wasn't it? I'll let you on after in a moment. Yes. Hi there, Owen. Nice to hear you. Glad you had a nice Christmas. Good stuff. And no worries there, Tom, on you struggling today, but that's fine. We'll see how we get on anyway, and hopefully work a few stations on your behalf. So that's fine. And I'll leave my Christmas movies till a bit later on. If we go a bit quiet, we'll see what happens. So it's around to Peter next. 2E0PU, and then we'll carry on from there. So over to you, Peter. I wonder how you've been. Wonder if you've managed to have a little bit of time off away from your private 2EIPU from G7HMV.
Good evening all. Nice to catch you all again. That's 2Echo 0, India Puppy uniform. Oh, straight off favourite, I wouldn't say this is Christmas movie. Favourite movie has to be Shawshank Redemption. Got nothing Christmas about it. As far as Christmas is concerned, we're done with on Christmas Day. Well, Christmas Eve Day, I spent the time with my grandchildren and watched my seven-year-old grandson absolutely shred every present. I think he became more like a machine for opening presents at the highest rate I've ever seen. But no real Christmas movies. And as far as Boxing Day is concerned, it's Day in the Shack. So nothing really spectacular. And sorry about the movie. It's not really Christmas, but yeah, it's got to be the Shawshank. Back to you, Matt.
Yeah, okay, no worries there, Peter. Yeah, that's fine. Well, I know there are a lot of dubious ones, aren't there? That come into play. So I wonder if you've got much time off over the next few days and weeks and stuff. I know you're a driver for a well-known supermarket. Do things quieten down a little bit now? I suppose maybe it's probably just as busy up until New Year, perhaps even, I don't know, I guess it's constant, isn't it, really? So I suppose it probably makes very little difference to you. But I wonder whether you've got a load more work to do, or whether I think you can fairly pick and choose, can't you, really? But I wonder if you've got any plans to have a bit of time off, or whether you're going to stick whatever. Yeah, pass it back to you anyway. 2E0IPU, G7HMV.
Echo 0, India Papa Uniform? Well, because I work freelance, generally for the same supermarket, what it will do, it will probably carry on fairly manic up to the New Year's Eve, you know, any more sort of celebrations and stuff. But they have pretty much rammed this store full of food as much as they're going to get in. A lot of them are to capacity now, which is generally not most superstores will do that. And then it'll be a couple of weeks. I would have thought that there'll be a lot of the equipment that would be used extra will be then sort of sent back to storage. There's some rather large mass storage areas they've got, just basic trays and pallets and bits and pieces that make the thing work, will be starting to be shipped back. And then probably a week after New Year's, it will pretty much die a death. Most people are paying back off their Christmas loans and stuff like that. So generally it will quieten down for the next couple of months, but because I've been doing the job for so long, I account for it financially. It's not something I have to worry about. All things are set and ready, knowing full well that it is going to go extremely quiet. So which doesn't bother me in the slightest. I'm quite happy to spend my days pooling around in the workshop and enjoying the shack.
Good stuff. Well, I'm off until the 5th of Jan. We were meant to be going back on the 2nd, but took an executive decision to take the Friday as well. So we're going back on the Monday. I kind of think that the first day back, we're normally trying to work out if people are back and want us and stuff. I really, we service printers for a large printer manufacturer. Yeah, it will take a little bit of organising. A lot of the parts still ship between Christmas and New Year, and some get delivered, some don't, depending if people are there or not, of course. So what I'll probably do is work the morning of, Tuesday morning just from home. No, sorry, not Tuesday morning, Friday morning just from home to bring around everyone and just check they want us on the Monday. So that's my plan. So hopefully that'll be what we'll do. Running on Monday and get everything done. So yeah, so that's the plan. Anyway, all very boring, I'm sure. Okay, nice. Well, nice to hear you there, Peter. We'll see how we get on. Maybe we'll call around again, see if anyone's there. If I don't know how many people are going to be around tonight, but yeah, a few more than I expected, so that's good. Okay, well, that kind of brings us to the end of the list. I got Chris call in, G0WDZ. I think there may have been someone else, but let's see if there's any other check-ins. So this is the Boxing Day Net on Freestyle and Radio X. So if anyone would like to join, we're asking whether you've got any Boxing Day traditions or Christmassy traditions, but particularly Boxing Day, as it is Boxing Day. And the other question was, what was your favourite Christmas movie? Obviously, mine's to be revealed a bit later on. I'm sure you can't wait for that. Hopefully not too many people have turned the volume and enjoying the net, but pass it back around, see if anyone else, or throw it out, see if anyone else would like to call in. I've got G0WTZ. There may have been someone else who called in as well, but feel free to call in now, and we'll add you on the list and pass it around to that. Pass it around to you. G7HMV listening.
Victor Echo 7, Mike X-Ray Uniform. Victor Echo 7, Mike X-Ray Uniform. Randy in Kelowna, British Columbia, Canada.
Victor Alpha 5, Tango, Mexico. Victor
Echo 5, Tango, Mexico. Do you want to go again?
Alpha 5, Tango, Mexico. Tom in Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan. Good afternoon to everyone. Boxing Day tradition, about the only one that shopping and look for sales on things that you've been looking at already.
Yeah, okay, Tom, no problem. Victor, Tango Mike. Yeah, fine on the Boxing Day sales and shopping. I haven't done any of that today. I'm not not one big on shopping, not like that kind of thing anyway. I never seem to buy anything in the sale if I ever go and look around a sale. That was my mum's department years ago, but not something I really get involved with. So I wonder if you're, I suppose it's still a lot earlier in the day for you. I mean, we're coming to the end of the day. I guess it's early evening for you. I wonder whether you've got anything else planned today, any reveling and partying tonight or anything, or whether it's just going to be a quiet night in getting over overeating yesterday, perhaps. Back around to you there, Tom. Victor Alpha 5 Tango Mike from G78JMV.
Roger. No, just going to spend a quiet day in the house. We've got some nasty weather, wet snow, freezing rain, fog, and snow coming this evening. And yes, it is 25 minutes after 3 in the afternoon here. Back to net control, VA 5 Tango Mike.
Okay, no problem. VA 5 Tango Mike from G7HMV. Nice to work you anyway, and enjoy the rest of your Boxing Day. And I hope you had a good Christmas so far. And wish you all the best for the new year. I'll pass it around to Tom. Pass it right back around to Jack, even. I'm reading the list. That's my problem. I need to stop looking at things and just say on screen. So I'll pass it around to Jack. He said quick hello, and then we'll pass it around to G0WTZ. But over to Tom first, M9JAK to take it, my wingman, G78JMV.
This is M9JAK, Mike 9, Juliet Alpha Kilo returning. Yeah, cheers, Matt. That's going well so far. We've got people in the log so far. And, not much else to say, to be honest. You've done well, Matt. We're going very well. So I will pass around to G0WTZ. You can pass back to me, and then I will pass around to Matt.
Cool. Hello, Chris Tango Zulu. Hello, everybody. You're all sounding good. I hope you can understand me. Okay, there you go. On Christmas Day, I had my family for dinner. So, on Boxing Day, it's beat up and a little recovering from yesterday. And that's a norm. But my Christmas movie this year was Arthur Christmas. But I like to watch Porky's as Christmas as well. And that one is definitely not a Christmas movie, but a Christmas tradition in this house. And of course, we also watch the football because my son and I are both Watford supporters. And today we won a great, good job. But I couldn't go this year because he was away. But anyway, back to you, Jack. Go anywhere. Whiskey Tango Zulu.
Golf Zero, Whiskey Tango Zulu. This is Mike 9, Juliet Alpha Kilo returning. Yeah, nice. Sounds like you've got some nice traditions going on there. Nice to see the family and all that. Very nice. Right, I will pass around to Matt, Golf 7 Hotel Mike Victor, G7HMV, from M9JAK. I think we've got a couple more people in the log.
Yeah, no problem. We'll just say a quick hello to you there. Chris, lovely to hear you. Glad you've had a nice Christmas. Yeah, it's nice, isn't it, to get